Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, peeps, I am super pumped. I've got an internet marketing rock star. His name is Brad Goss, and he is coming to us live from inside of his mechanic's car from somewhere up in Canada. So, Brad, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
This is by far the first time I think I've ever had an interview from inside a mechanic's car. So this is going to be unique, I can tell.
And this is the first time I've ever sat in a mechanic's car.
Well, hey, this is a show of firsts. I love it, man. So let's learn your backstory. How did you go from being online in like 1997 to this like content marketing guru now?
Lots of mistakes. I've been doing this for about 20 years now. I started in 97, so I guess in 2017 I'll hit my 20-year anniversary of being an online marketer. And, you know, in the late 1990s, we didn't have PayPal, we didn't have ClickBank. We didn't have any of the stuff that we have today. We had porn. You know, and that was what was driving the internet and high speed and tech at that time. And so I jumped into that space because I wanted to work on the internet. I was lazy, you know, I was a pothead. I wanted to just, you know, smoke weed and hang out in my house all day. So internet business seemed to be the right place to do that. And so I started running porn sites back in 97, 98.
Wow.
And so, then, you know, did that for about 10 years and decided to make a shift and get out of the adult entertainment business. I just, you know, kind of... I didn't get sick of it. I just kind of got pushed out financially. It was, you know, that industry has gone through some big paradigm shifts, and I wasn't prepared to keep riding that shift. So I decided it was time to develop into mainstream.
Wow. Heavy story. So from there, you've got you must have like 5,700 products. I mean, I went through and started looking at all the stuff that you've got online. It's just absolutely amazing. Your content machine. And so you've got Vector Tunes, which is, now do you draw all those yourself?
No, God, no. I can't draw to save my life. I've always just been fascinated with using cartoons in marketing and content marketing, and hired my own full-time cartoonist in 2011. To do some sales letter content for me and to do some cartoons for my book launch. And she was just so good at what she did, I couldn't let her go. And so she was creating cartoons for me for like one-off purpose. You know, I need this for this banner, I need this for this sales letter. And I started to amass this catalog of stuff I had only used once, and realized, you know, maybe I should be selling this to other people. If I got a use out of it, maybe they will too. And fast forward today, we have 6 full-time cartoonists creating stuff for our catalog.
Wow, that's amazing, dude. And then, you know, then on top of that, you've got buttons and templates and all this other stuff inside of a membership site. So obviously, you're huge into building content as assets. So can you talk a little bit about content marketing and your philosophy on this and how you've been able to create all this stuff and then turn it into something that you can sell online?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, there's a huge line in between sort of the what a lot of internet marketers preach, which is taking advantage of trickery and loopholes and, you know, tricking Google and tricking, you know, Facebook and, you know, sort of taking advantage of these small windows of opportunity. And, you know, there's sort of, you know, on one side of the fence, and on the other side of the fence are people who realize that, you know, all marketing is content. And to do it right, you know, you have to actually have sort of a long-term strategy. And the best way to do that is to deliver really good storytelling. And I've always found that the best stories were told through comics and cartoons and you know, videos featuring cartoons. It's always just been highly effective for me. You know, I've shot a lot of my own, you know, face on camera video, but I found that the use of cartoons in marketing has always, you know, served me extremely well.
Cool. So that's kind of like your brand. It's a brand that seems to work for you. When somebody's trying to do content marketing, you know, people are shotgunning. They don't understand how to kind of get in their groove. What's some of the advice that you could give people to figure out how to do that?
I think the easiest thing to do is to the first piece of content everybody should create is the origin story. Simon Sinek, says he wrote in his book Start With Why. People don't buy what you do; they buy why you do it. They don't care what you do; they care why you're doing what you do. And so, when you can start to tell that story, the sort of the origin of you, or the origin of your business, or both, that becomes a really powerful story. To share with your customers, why are you doing this? Why did you fall into this business? And so, the first piece of content everyone should create is their origin story, and that could be, either in just a written form on your About Me page, or on what I've done with mine on the About Me page on VectorTunes is I actually have a comic that takes you through my origin story and sort of how I fell into cartoon marketing.
Cool, I love it. I love it. So in the world of content marketing, what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see people making all the time? Because, man, there's like you said, there's all these get-rich-quick schemes. There's all this, do this one thing and you're going to make $1 million online. Where are people missing the boat?
I think most people are missing the boat on quality versus quantity. In my experience, one good video or one good webinar or one good article, one good comic, one good infographic can propel you so far. I have a video on one of my Facebook pages that's I think it's over 700,000 views now, and it's only been up for a few months, and it just every day just keeps getting more and more organic views. And I think the idea that most people kind of go into this with, oh, I need to have 1,000 blog posts, I need to have 10,000 articles, I need to have all of this bulk, and the idea is if I throw enough garbage at the wall, some of it will stick, and or so much of it will be out there that the long tail from all of it will pay me back. But I've actually found the opposite to be true. If you focus on making something really compelling, really humorous, really fun, you have a lot better chance of getting your stuff picked up by, social media like Mashable.com, or just going viral on Facebook or YouTube or wherever you're publishing your content. So for me, it's always been a quality game, not a quantity game. You can hire somebody to create a whole bunch of really crappy articles about your topic, but that's not really going to get you the notoriety that you want. That comes from you doing it yourself, usually, or hiring somebody who's extremely good at what they do and probably more expensive than you might want to spend. But the effect of that quality of work is so good that you don't need 1,000 articles. You don't need a team of crappy writers on Fiverr to create stuff for you.
Yeah, that's huge, man, because it's not quantity, it's quality. I have to agree 100%. So what's some of your best advice to create that viral content? Because I mean, that's what people are looking for. It's not just, I know it's the quality, but what is it that you found that really attracts the kind of attention that you're trying to get with the stuff you're creating?
I think it's important to weave humor in whenever possible, and you have to understand your customer and tell jokes that they get, and maybe only they get. A good example is I worked with a doctor here in Toronto who was launching a book. He's an emergency room doctor, and he's a radio personality, and he wrote a book called The Secret Language of Doctors. His name's Dr. Brian Goldman, and one of the chapters in his book, I got his book, and he said, "Hey, I'm launching this book." He called me. He said, "I'm launching this book in 90 days. I need your help." And I said, "I need a lot more than 90 days to do this." And, he kind of backed me against the wall and said, "Hey, we got to do something compelling here and fast." So I got a copy of his manuscript and I went through the book and I saw one of the chapters was on hospital slang. And, if you work in a furniture store, or you work in a restaurant, or any type of, you're a barista, everybody has sort of their own internal language that they use to refer to customers. And doctors and nurses have similar language. They have slang terms that they use for different types of patients that come into the hospital. And I went through this list of the names that they called people, and I mean, some of them were hilarious. you know, one of my favorites was Code Brown, which means, you know, somebody pooped themselves. I said to him, okay, well, what if we took this chapter and expanded it into a comic, and basically took, you know, the top 10 or 20 of these hospital slang terms and, you know, distilled them into a really fun comic style format. And so we, you know, we went ahead with this idea where our team draw out comics illustrating what each one of these was. So the Code Brown is a nurse holding up a sheet with a brown stain on it, and the other nurse had kind of scowling at it. And we did this for all of the different hospital slang terms, and then we went with the headline, "What Doctors Say About Us." What doctors say about us will shock you, or something along those lines, and we put it out on Facebook ads and targeted. There's a couple of keys. One of them is having polarizing humor that's either going to make people angry or make them laugh really hard, and either way you win. And then the other idea is, in many cases, I try and create content that has two different levels of humor, one for adults and one for kids. The polarizing part of it is you have to target the right audience. So originally, you know, he said, hey, I just want Canadians to buy my book. And I said, yeah, that's great, but we need people to actually get angry and talk about it. And so we did some really unique targeting on Facebook. We went after doctors, nurses, any kind of health professionals, but then we also went after patient advocacy group people. These are, you know, these are people who are sort of on the other side. They're fighting the medical industry, or whatever you want to call it. I'm at a loss for what to call it right now, but they're sort of on the other side of that. And so what happened was I created this polarizing effect on Facebook with these ads, where his content went viral because everybody was sharing it. The people who were angry were sharing it out of outrage. And the people who thought it was funny were sharing it because they wanted their colleagues to see it, because it was so funny. And even some of the doctors got angry. And I remember some of the comments were hilarious, because they would say, you know, this is disgusting, and it's irresponsible that you would share this on Facebook. And I've only heard a half dozen of these terms in my ER. I don't know the rest of them. You know, and it's like, well, obviously, you know, you heard these terms, so you know that they're real. And so I think, you know, the big key is polarization. You've got to be able to be willing to make 50% or less of the people who you target angry, and most people are afraid to do that. They'd rather blend into the background with the sort of vanilla marketing that nobody cares about, nobody shares, nobody even reads, rather than say, hey, you know, maybe I need to anger some people and ignite some debate around this topic.
Wow, interesting take, dude. I really like that. Really, really like that. Hey, Brad, man, some great stuff. I know you've got a lot more. I could probably talk to you for a full day and still not get enough. But you've got some stuff that's going to help my audience kind of get their arms around your style of marketing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So my website, vectortoons.com, is a cartoon clip art sort of stock image site. And I use that stuff all day long for my content marketing. I create these cool comics using an app called Comic Life that you can get for Mac or Windows for, I think, about $20 or something, $30. So I'll give you $10 off your first purchase with us. Just spend $20 and I'll give you a coupon code, and we'll take 10 off, so you'll turn $20 purchase into a $10 expense, and you can give our cartoons a try and maybe put your first info comic or content marketing comic together. And I'd love to see what you put together. You know, so send me a tweet or hit me up on Facebook with what you've created. I'd love to share that stuff. So I'll give you that.
Awesome, dude. And I'm looking through it now, and you've got, let me ask you this. Do you have a Black Lab collection?
I do.
All right. Well, I'll be buying that for my dog buddy guy for sure, man. So that's I love that. This, and you got some great stuff up there. So thanks for sharing that. Hey, Brad, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Facebook and Twitter. Those are the best ways to reach me. Or if you go to VectorTunes and you fill out the contact form there, I usually answer the contact forms that come in.
Okay, and just so my audience knows, if they're listening on iTunes, it's Brad Gosse, G-O-S-S-E. So you can find him on Facebook, and he's very accessible. So, Brad, man, this has been a blast. Great advice, good stuff. I really appreciate you and your time. So thanks for dropping some knowledge bombs on my peeps, man.
Thank you, Brian. This was fun.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.